Keith Olbermann demands ESPN fire Pat McAfee for calling Canada a terrible country. By Dylan Gwynn on March 3, 2025. Keith Olbermann, perhaps the most fired man in American media history, is calling for ESPN to fire Pat McAfee after the host and WWE analyst called Canada a terrible country over the weekend. McAfee, who was in Toronto this past weekend for WWE's Elimination Chamber event, watched as the Canadian crowd unleashed a torrent of boos on the star-spangled banner as the night began. "These are the most stacked Elimination Chambers that the WWE has ever had," McAfee said while laying out the stacked card. "Kinda sucks that it's in the terrible country of Canada that booed our national anthem to start this entire thing. But it's gonna be a historic night for the WWE on the road to WrestleMania." Shockingly, Olbermann did not take exception with the anthem booing but instead lashed out at McAfee, demanding ESPN fire him for calling Canada terrible. "A lot of us tried to warn the new ESPN management that the day would come when this idiot would draw them into a permanent political controversy and they could either be subsumed by it, or fire him. That day is today. Fire him," Olbermann wrote on X. "That day is today. Fire him." It's unknown if Olbermann was being intentionally funny by calling the anthem spat between the US and Canada a permanent political controversy. However, assuming he wasn't, it is deliberately or unintentionally hilarious that after over 20 years of rampant left-wing activism by ESPN personalities, Olbermann thinks McAfee's words at a scripted WWE event warrant termination. In addition to McAfee's comments being not serious in either tone or subject matter, unlike former ESPN personalities like Jemele Hill, who called President Trump a white supremacist, McAfee stands apart from ESPN's deep bench of liberal activists in the sense that he actually makes the network money. So, no, Keith Olbermann, McAfee will not be fired because what he said wasn't bad. And, unlike Olbermann and his friends, he is an asset to his employer. McAfee addressed his comments toward the Canadian WWE fans during Monday's episode of The Pat McAfee Show. "There's been some things said to me by Canadians that I guess I respect because of the passion that you have for your country, which I hope you understand. I was showing the same for mine. You booed my country. Now, I heard from a lot of Canadians. During the national anthem, obviously the Rogers Centre, overwhelming boo. I mean, very loud boo. The first reaction whenever the national anthem starts up there was for some of these Canadians just to start booing. My entire life, my first reaction when somebody boos the national anthem is, FCKU. Well said.